This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, welcome to the podcast.
Do you want to know how you know it's the pod, Marty? You ready?
Emma just said, hello, it's the podcast.
Yeah, but also, you can do this. Fuck.
Oh, you guys say bad words. I didn't know you. Whoa!
Funny.
Oh my God, stop. This is
I'm
going to
beat that out. That's even a bit much for me.
No, guys.
Fanny.
I don't like saying that. It's an awful
Fanny
name.
Is the probably the tamest of the words we've all just said.
Do you know when I started primary school in Waterford, I knew quite quickly I was getting bullied, but I didn't know I was getting bullied. My mom copped I was getting bullied.
Why?
Because I was telling her, I was all delighted with myself coming home from school, being like, I even have a nickname.
Fanny.
And mom was like, what's your nickname? And I was like, oh, one of the girls keeps calling me Fanny. And then my mom was like, that's awful sad, Emma. That's not very nice.
Back to Dublin with you immediately.
And that's when I was like, they were like, oh, Emma's getting bullied in school.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I remember her calling my dad for a chat. Emma's getting called an awful name, Jim. And I was like, oh, I thought it was a lovely name.
It's such an Emma Nolan thing to come home and be like, I've got a nickname.
Yeah. I'm thrilled.
Like, they shouldn't have said a word. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe we'll start calling you Fanny too. Fanny Nolan.
And then I was really sad. I felt like such a...
But also in America, Fanny is like your arse.
Yeah.
So, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. So a bum bag, we call it a bum bag, they call it a fanny pack.
You wear a bum bag around your fanny, not around your
bum. I agree. If Americans are listening or anyone else, a fanny to us is the vagina.
Mm.
Which we would call the ghee.
Guys, this is so weird hearing you say these words. I'm just so confused.
Go on, say a curse word. You can do it.
No, I can't.
Go on.
Oh, stop. Okay.
One of your choice.
Can I? Oh.
You're kind of like, you flute.
Oh, frick.
Boob.
We say that on the show.
Come on, Marty.
Yous are cool, though. Tit.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe make it more than one.
Oh, bap.
No, I meant tits, but okay. We'll learn them, lads. We'll learn them.
We'll have him sorted. He'll be back on his own show next week going, tits, funny.
Good luck.
Bye. Morning, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? How are we?
Tuesday, lads.
Unreal.
Unbelievable.
And I'm off tomorrow.
Oh, good on you.
And then I've only 2 days left and then I'm off for 10 days.
Isn't that unreal?
Happy Bleeding Tuesday, everybody.
Yeah.
Have you seen a smile on my face like this before in your entire life?
So Dave...
I'm phoning it in. I have nothing prepared for this show.
Ah, Dave, come on now. I need you. So you're off to a wedding today, off tomorrow.
Yeah.
Work Thursday, Friday. And then off
work.
To sunny Greece on
Rotation
Sunday,
marks.
Monday.
Yes.
Sexy.
And do you know what? Even the weekend, I'm buzzing for.
Because like, you're buzzing. Because it doesn't even exist. It's the endless weekend.
It's an endless weekend. Yeah, exactly. But yeah. Like on the Sunday is like the Monaco Grand Prix. I can't wait to
okay,
watch.
Okay.
It's like the Roland Garros, the French Open men's singles final. On the Saturday, it's the women's singles final. And then I'm also going out for dinner then with Pippa to celebrate the start of our holiday.
You're going out for dinner before you go on holiday. That's the bougiest thing I've ever heard. It's more like eat what's left in the fridge before you go on holiday.
No, we're not that. We're not doing that. We're going all out.
Go on.
We're going all
out.
Well,
that's a more positive start to the morning. I was going to be like, how shite is the weather?
Yeah.
It's miserable out there. And I was at Snow Patrol at...
How was the weather there?
Do you know what? Perfect for the gig. And just as you were walking out of St. Anne's Park, the rain came and it did not stop. Like, standard, like, going up there or people going to Marley Park who live on the north side or whatever. It's just so hard to get home.
Get back. Yeah.
So we were standing under a tree for a while. There was a petrol station in the area. They only had the hatch open.
I think St. Anne's Park is specifically hard.
Notoriously difficult to get out of, yeah. So we stood under the petrol station cover for about 40 minutes and then decided, right, it's either we run to the Horse and Hound, the pub close by, or we don't. It's about a kilometre from where we were.
Harry Burns. Deadly pub.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I walked into the Horse and Hound. The place was absolutely litty.
Was it?
Great crack. Dancing there for about an hour and then got a taxi home. No bother. So it was grand. But like to say, when I went into the bathroom at the Horse and Hound, like the hair was like, it was wringing the hair.
Nice.
Like, dripping wet. But a great weekend all
by all.
It was. It was a class weekend. We'll talk
and
more about that later.
And you ran the marathon too.
Bloody brilliant. Aren't I great?
Spins. Fully charged.
Recharged.
Lads, short week. Good vibes. Only Yeah. No.
Currently raining. We should probably just look ahead to, yeah, exactly, to the future of the week.
Yeah, exactly.
The rainy vibes is perfect for what we're about to do because it's not Monday, it's Tuesday. And we always start the week with a little bit of negativity. What a week it was last week. Positivity. The weather was unreal. Mm. We had a three-day weekend and there was so much going on last weekend. Big congrats if you completed the VHI Women's Mini Marathon. But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of last week.
Boo!
I'm so curious as to what I said. I never remember.
Mm.
But then I go, when I hear the start of the clip, I go, oh yeah.
I always remember.
Said ominously.
But I'm not immune to the worst bits treatment, by the way. Last week I was trying to explain where Dave's girlfriend Pippa works. And I got a bit tongue-tied and, of course, Dave in studio just helped me out a little bit. I have to preface that Dave's girlfriend works for the fitness wearable brand Whoop.
Well said. Couldn't have said it better myself.
I want to hear his stumble again.
I have to preface that Dave's girlfriend works for the fitness wearable brand Whoop.
Well said.
You get a stutter sometimes. I have it too, Callum. I get it.
Dave's been doing this thing the last couple of weeks when someone messes up and he doesn't bring it up. He just says, goes, well said.
Yeah.
And it's even worse.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's a worse dagger in the heart. And I don't know where it came from. It was something on the show, wasn't it? Well said.
I don't know. It's something I'm trying out.
You listen out. If Dave has a mess up, I can't wait to throw a well said at him.
Emma was telling us about her trip to see Peppa Pig in the Olympia because she brought her niece and nephew plus her boyfriend Jack. She was explaining about how the kids were after all of the merch and snacks and everything, but we all know it wasn't the kids.
Look at that, Emma. Oh. And you go, oh.
That's just Jack.
Yeah. And you kind
look
of...
the orange juice, Emma.
I actually quite like the apple myself.
God, the accent's poor, isn't it?
I really liked that.
I like the apple myself.
Emma, you're very good at doing the kids. You spent enough time with those kids to get that spot on.
Well, you think that I'd know Jack by now. I live with him.
Clearly not. It's very hard to do an English accent. I'm actually American.
Yeah.
It's always great to see Emma and Dave keeping up to date with the biggest sports news, especially when Dave saw a losing rugby team in the pub last week.
And the entire Leinster rugby team were there.
No way!
Yeah.
On the back of the big win on Saturday.
They lost. They lost badly.
On the back of the absolute hammering they got on Saturday. Okay, cool.
Whoopsie. You had a 50-50 there. You took it backfired. The big win. No, they lost.
No, they lost. Okay, goodbye to all our South Dublin audience.
I just enjoyed the big gap in between there just as you were trying to compute that. And Dave dropped this line last week and it's nice to know that Pippa shouldn't be having her hopes up anytime soon.
I don't know. I'm not really the proposing type. Such a bad thing to say.
What did you do?
I wouldn't really be the proposing type. That's so bad. It's like saying to someone they're not marriage material.
Yeah. Shocking.
I just don't ever see myself getting married.
Yeah.
I've been producer Callum. They've been the worst bits of last week. And there's only 4 days to go in this week. So
three for me. I'm off tomorrow.
Start getting the worst bits in now. Like, say something stupid.
Say something stupid now. Well,
it won't take you long.
I won't know. I'm already panicking because I haven't heard this song yet. But we do know it's new from Noah Kahan, the follow-up to The Great Divide. This is called Doors on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Hey, we're giving you two chances to win €2,000 on the show this morning. At after 8, we play our game called The Tricky 10. Well, we're also going to play after 9 as well.
Lovely.
Two chances to win £2,000. Tricky in a WhatsApp to play 087-711-1038.
There's also gorgeous tickets on this week as well, isn't there? It's a Mr. 305 Pitbulls.
Nice.
Lads, the mini marathon. The women's mini marathon was on Saturday. It's come and gone for another year. I can't believe it's over. I feel like we've been talking about it for a while, obviously, in the lead up to it on the show and all. But wasn't it so fun, Dave?
It really was. I've never experienced energy in town like that. Yeah. It was so fun.
And you're always in town and you're always at the energy spot. So that says a lot.
No, it was. It was unbelievable. And everyone was in just such great form. Everyone had smiles on their faces. And everyone ran 10K, walked 10K. It's so impressive.
Yeah. So Dave and Fiona, they were at the start line kind of hyping everyone up and having a bit of crack at the beginning. And I have to say, yous were absolutely gas.
What was great was...
And I don't think you guys realised the scope of how much you were being broadcast around the city.
Yeah, I could only see maybe about like 100 people. So I was just kind of doing it to them. Whether it's
There was 30,000
yeah,
people.
There was big screens everywhere.
There were. And when I started off jogging or whatever, I was way out and you were still being pumped through the speakers. So it was cool. I felt like I was listening to the podcast.
I did feel funny because like 100 people would pass by the stage and we'd be chatting to them and we'd be going, oh, who are you running for? And who's the first time doing the mini marathon? And then they'd move on and we'd ask the next group of people, who's doing this for the first time? And who are you running for? Blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, people are probably getting the same thing over and over again. Whereas I just thought I was broadcasting to the 100 people I could see. Whereas I kind of forgot that there's 30,000 other people listening
to
me.
3.5 kilometres up the road, they're still going. Yeah. I loved it. Everyone was running for different people. No, it was so much fun. I have to say, I was really nervous because I just hadn't trained like to 10 at all. And I hadn't ran all last week because it was just too hot.
It was awful hot.
Now, I have to say, I want to thank you, Dave and Callum, for making me run against Lewis and for making me walk or run 10K in the studio on Friday.
Hold on.
That's kind of all the training I got.
I feel like we need more of a thanks for that. That was just very brushed on.
I actually don't think we deserve the thanks at all for making her do that.
It was actually probably the only training I really can say I did.
Like on Friday's show, you were in studio and you did 10K on the a walking treadmill.
It took you ages as well.
It did take me ages.
It took you so long. But then you went and did the VHR Women's Mini Marathon and you smashed it.
It was grand.
You smashed it. Go on.
Will I?
Go on.
How did you do it?
That's an hour and 6 minutes.
I don't know how that Lewis beat her. I haven't a clue how that she was speedy.
My normal, like, if I do a 5K, it'd be like 37 minutes, like proper slow. So how I got that down to 33 per 5K is, I don't understand.
Lightning McYas Queen.
Ka-chow.
Why was that not on a t-shirt? The Seamus t-shirt Callum made me wear did very well. Lots of people complimenting the dog and stuff, which was great. No one hated me, even though on the back of it, it says, yes, I am Emma Nolan from Spin 103.8, and yes, I'm running faster than you.
In fairness, you couldn't see it because your entire vest took it over, so it just went, I'm Emma Nolan.
The bottom was where I was worried about, which was that I'm running faster than you.
I remember you wearing that shirt on Friday and I had to keep moving your hair out of the way for the videos on social because my hair was blocking. Yeah. I am Spin's Emma Nolan.
It's bizarre how, like, what am I trying to say? I was trying to, like, it's hard, I don't know. Like, you're going way out of bloody RTE. It's so far.
Is it?
It goes so far. It doesn't go quite out as far as RTE. Out towards...
You do, I'm pretty sure. You go up to the Lorgan Road and do you know, I didn't, as if I did it, sorry, mansplaining the women's mini marathon to you.
I don't think we got as far as there, no.
Right,
turn
okay.
Beforehand, you kind of go back on yourself. But when you get to that point when you're on the Lorgan Road, it's obviously so straight and like the people in the faster wave than you, they're already coming back down the other side. But you're approaching, say, kilometre 4, and you can see across the road.
Past UCD, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Across the road, they're passing kilometre 6. So you're like, okay, I have to do 2K to get to where they are. Mm-hmm. But in your head, you're like, at least I'm over the top of the mountain by then, if you know what I mean. But on the Lorgan Road that way, they're coming downhill. So there's so much to look forward to. Get up to the top of the hill, get down the hill, and then you're at 6. We're laughing.
I honestly think it's so impressive. Even the fact you can run up a hill. Very impressive. you had fun anyway. You enjoyed it.
A great crack. Got back then to the finish line. Got my medal. Popped up to Dave, who was at the end. Martin Guildford was DJing.
I was at the finish line waiting for Pippa. And just annoying the hell out of
Guildford. Boss was there. And as I got back, I like was changing or doing whatever. Went to the pub. Went to get a photo with my medal. Was like panicking, touching my neck. Where is my medal?
Oh God!
Lost my medal.
Oh for God's sake!
How will anyone know that you've done it?
Well, that's the thing. I had to ask this lady sitting next to me in the pub. Can I borrow your medal for a picture? For
no,
I promise I'll give it back.
So what's the story? Did you find it?
I was trying to retrace my steps. Asked my boss Nick to rob me a medal. He said I can't do that. And then discovered I'd left it with you guys when I was changing out of my vest.
Oh, okay.
So Martin Guilfoyle has it.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So I'll get it back. I think he's been wearing it all weekend.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
But I'm sorry, we have to change everything. Because Spin 103 has been informed of the following the death. The death has occurred of Captain America's.
Oh, no.
Remember the diner on Grafton Street?
Yes, indeed.
Originally of 44 Grafton Street, Dublin 2, Captain America's passed away peacefully on Sunday, 31st of May, after a long, colourful, slightly uncomfortable life. Predeceased by... Do you remember the competition they ran back in the day where you could pay 30 quid and they gave you a bucket of food and you had to eat it all in 30 minutes and then if you did it, you got it for free? That was a weird time. Do you not remember that, no?
No, 30 minutes.
Yeah, 30 minutes. I remember going to a party and then this one guy being like, I'm just going to get the 30 quid in 30 minutes. And I was like, you're never going to finish that. And it was the biggest platter of food I've ever seen in my entire life.
So then they charge you.
I think he ate a burger within the 30 minutes.
Wow.
And so then they charge
you. Good point, though.
Yeah. Sadly missed by students and people seeking shelter from the rain. Not much else. Reposing on Grafton Street until closing time. In keeping with tradition, just like their burgers, they are being cremated.
Oh, bada bing, bada boom.
House private, flavour optional. Family op- flowery flowers only, donations if desired to anyone still waiting for their table on Saturday night. Maid's jukebox, play on forever. So yeah, it's gone.
Will you miss it?
No, not at all.
All right, okay.
I did once, I think once in the last 4 years have I been.
Okay.
And I just thought it was... It was funny to bring my mate there. Now, in fairness, it is still in Blanche. It's going to remain in Blanche. It's just the Grafton Street one is gone.
I wonder what's going to go in there.
Well, it's just, I think, another restaurant.
Right, okay.
But it's they're going to, like, tailor to, what did it say? It said they were going to kind of, you know, do Irish beef and all that kind of stuff, you know. Some info on it. In a statement announcing the closure, the family said, changing consumer habits and the evolving city centre hospitality market had significantly impacted the business. The revamped venue is going to take inspiration from the brasseries of Paris and New York, with a focus on Irish produce, like the Irish beef I was saying.
Nice.
All-day dining and what operators described as timeless hospitality and relaxed elegance. So to mark the end of the era of Captain America's going, they are auctioning off a couple of like memorabilia and stuff
over
the next couple of weeks, which is actually kind of cool, especially if you went like back when you were a kid or something, and this brings back a lot of memories for you.
Are people like stans of Captain America's?
It would have like a cult following.
Okay.
I used to love it when we were younger. Like I just thought it was the coolest place ever. And just then when you get older,
it's very like America. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it was. I don't know. It
well,
was just,
kind of in the name, isn't it?
Well, I suppose it was made after the Avenger, the hero. Do you know, Captain America? But I just loved it. I thought it was really, really cool back in the day. And then you kind of just forget about it. It's like anything. It's like
you
any of those fast food restaurants where you just kind of think is amazing.
Callum.
And then you grow up.
But we saw the same with TGI Fridays, didn't we? That kind of whole thing.
That had a huge thing.
Yeah, and then that's gone.
Yeah.
So it's the whole American, maybe the American diner fad chain is... Eddie Rockets, be careful.
I know. Eddie Rockets, I think, is so Irish as well, so it's good. Like, TGI Fridays, you would never say is Irish.
No.
Captain America's, you wouldn't really
Why
say
Why does Eddie Rockets feel Irish?
I don't know, I suppose because the Irish beef and... I don't know, they have burger called, they have a burger called the M50.
Yeah, I suppose you can't really get much
Eddie
more
Rockets is only in Ireland as well. Like, it's...
It's not American, yeah.
No.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I think I'd be devastated if Eddie Rockets...
I would as well, even though I haven't gone in long, long time.
I love Eddie Rockets.
So
what's the mock of Eddie Rockets called? There's one in Waterford.
The mock? Oh, Shake Dog.
Shake Dog. It, like, totally copies the interior and everything.
Yeah, like, everything. Is, but in fairness, they could probably just be like, no, we're just copying an 80s diner
or
something.
That's true, too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do like a place that has a jukebox.
Yeah.
I think that's always fun.
You can't go wrong with that. Do you remember the last time I went to Eddie Rockets in Rathmines and they gave me free chips?
Did they?
Yeah. I only ordered the burger and then I thought I came with a meal and they're like, nah, the chips are on the house. I was like,
oh, that was nice.
Oh, Eddie Rockets. Anyway, who knew it would turn around to a big love for Eddie Rockets? So I went to Snow Patrol on Sunday night. They were so good. In fairness, like, they literally just played all their hits. Do you know their song, You Could Be Happy, by any chance? It's very sad. It goes
sounds
like,
familiar.
It's from Gavin and Stacey. You could be happy and I won't know. Okay, Grant, I won't do any more. But it's a gorgeous song and they said they never perform it live and they even gave that to the crowd. I think for their full 90 minutes or so set, they performed maybe two new songs and apologised for it.
Oh,
like,
no.
We're like, guys, really sorry. We just have to play this new one. We'll get back to the hits in a sec.
I'd say that's so annoying to do. Like, now, in fairness, my parents went to Paul Simon 2 weekends ago or 2 weeks ago in the Three Arena. And I was like, oh, how was he? Like, they were looking
call
forward
me
to
Al
it.
Vibe.
Yeah, Call Me Al kind of vibe. They said for the first 40 minutes he just played new tunes and didn't apologise for it. It was just like, here it is. And you're like, no one's here to see that, man. Literally you're 80 years old, sing the hits.
Yeah, totally.
I just thought it's a bit self-indulgent.
Snow Patrol are...
I liked the fact that they apologised.
Yeah,
cool.
But they did it in a funny way. They were like, guys, really sorry. Stick with us.
Yeah.
Like, if you need to take a bar break, that's fine or whatever.
That's funny.
They kind of addressed it. But here's the thing. It was a lovely crowd, right? Because it was people our age and older. I don't know, not there's anything wrong with the younger crowd, but it was just, everyone was just super chill.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of way, very relaxed. So we were all sitting on the grass at the beginning. The sun was out. It was really nice. And I was being erect ahead as usual, going, come on, guys, let's get a few pictures. So I was like, come on, get pictures. And then my friend and her fella were there and they were like, she was like, would you get a quick one of us? And I was like, yeah, of course. So I would say in total, I snapped 6 pics, boom, 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 all of 15 seconds, job done. In that 15 seconds, a couple who were like, I don't know, so hard to put an age on them. Not that it matters, but like significantly older than us, right?
Okay.
Started doing this.
When you were taking a photo?
When I was taking the photo of the lads, right? So I actually couldn't hear this, but my friend and her fella were like, stop, it's fine, it's grand. They got really awkward and I was like, what's wrong? And they were like, the couple behind were doing this when they were getting their photos taken.
You're joking.
They were just being a couple, like taking a photo, hand around her shoulder, like taking a pic. And I was getting so mad.
I would be furious.
I was getting so mad. I was like, how do I address this?
Why were they doing that?
I don't know what their problem was. But I think I came up with the nastiest, but also like, I don't know. This was my insult that I said quite loudly, hoping that they'd hear me. You'd expect so much better from people so much older than us.
Standing ovation around the city for Emma Nolan. Top two. Give it to us again. Give it again. Give it again.
You just expect so much better from people so much older than us.
Oh! Emma Nolan!
Playing all the hits.
Go on and turn it up.
Ain't nobody do it like you. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
You're number one
on hit music station.
You've got Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning. How are we?
Good morning. I have a wedding today.
That's bizarre to me.
Isn't it mad to have a wedding on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
But I think it's because one of them is a teacher. So I think I have this... I feel like I've learned this.
I'm dying to hear this theory. How is a teacher relevant to a Tuesday wedding?
Because I said to my barber, I said, I'm going to a wedding on Tuesday. And he goes, is it a teacher?
Mm.
And I said, yeah, how do you know that? He said that when they get married during the school year, they get a week off.
When they get married during the school year, they get a week off. Oh!
And as opposed to getting married in the summer, they already have that all off. So what's the point in getting married in the summer? Go and take it during the year.
That's class that they do that for them.
Now, I'm sure there's a million teachers rushing to their telephone right now to message us and be like,
that's
not true. But that's just what I was told.
Okay, that's interesting.
Okay, I'm not entirely sure if it's true, but that's what I was told. And I was
love
like,
that. It's like, can you take that the week before you're due to go back to school?
Yeah.
the week... You are due to go back to school. Just extend your summer by a week or whatever.
I get that. So I'm just kind of like, fair play to you. If that is true, fair play to you. But also, cheeky doing it close to summer.
I know, yeah, it's great though.
I'd say the other teachers are raging.
I'd say a Tuesday wedding is probably way more cost effective as well.
Oh yeah, I'd imagine.
You'd imagine so. So where's it on?
It's on in Meath.
Lovely.
So we have to kind of bomb it down straight down the motorway.
Is it you and your family going like?
No, it's me and Pippa.
Ah, so it's not a friend, like a family friend.
No, it's a friend I was in college with.
Oh, class!
And so yeah, we're all still mates. And
are you staying over tonight? No.
Yes, staying in I don't know if it's a nice hotel. Made me check in early, so I don't know if nice hotels do that.
Alan has been in touch.
Please, Alan, tell me everything.
Alan is a teacher. That is categorically.
Oh no.
True.
Yeah.
Nice one, lad.
Unbelievable.
It's bad because in the UK, that's not true. My friend got married a couple of years ago, actually last year, and he had to take it during the school holidays.
Honestly, the more I learn about England, the less I like about it.
Tricky. If you weren't with us a few minutes ago, you won't know the news. So we gave away €1,000 on Friday to David. He came on and he absolutely smashed it. We were waiting so long for a winner on this. We decided to up the stakes. And for the month of June, you're now playing on the Tricky 10 for €2,000. And there's now two chances to play on this very show twice a day.
So two chances, €2,000.
Yeah.
I also have another two people I want to say hello to because they came up to me at the VHI Women's Uni Marathon. They say they love the Tricky 10.
Do they?
They listen every single morning.
Go on.
So this Tricky 10 is dedicated to Callum and Leanne in Nace in Newbridge. Although they're two different places, so I don't know how I got that mixed up.
So Callum and Leanne in Naas or Newbridge.
Naas or Newbridge, or maybe they go to school in Newbridge.
I love the idea of dedicating the Tricky 10 to different people on the daily basis.
Yeah.
Who should we dedicate this game to tomorrow?
Who would you like to be at 9 o'clock we play the Tricky 10 again. Would you like it dedicated to you? 087 711 1038. And if you want to play, it's Tricky in a WhatsApp to that same number. So shout out to Callum and Leanne from either Naas or Newbridge.
We do have to talk to Amy this morning though, who's going to be our first player of the week on this. How did the bank holiday weekend go for you, Amy?
We were just out with my mum and dad's most of the weekend with the kids.
Very nice. Did you have a barbecue or did you just...
No, we went for dinner on the Sunday.
Very nice. Whereabouts?
In Manowar.
Manowar.
Where's that now?
It's out in Balbriggan.
Oh, lovely. Very nice.
What did you get?
I got a spicy chicken burger and chips.
Lovely.
Gorgeous.
That sounds good, Amy. That sounds good.
Now, I got a chicken fillet burger over the weekend and I love a chicken fillet burger, but sometimes I'm like, just give me a standard not good for you burger.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Give me a
You wanted breaded.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair enough.
It was just a lot to get your mouth
and
around.
What's the plan for the rest of the day, Amy?
Just go to work, bring the kids to school. I'm a carer.
You're a carer. Fair play to you, Amy.
Are you the carer last day then, Amy? Yeah. Do you go from different to different places? Yeah.
Driving around. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Fair play to you, Amy. And how do you do when you take on the Tricky 10 at home?
It just depends on the questions.
I know, it depends on the day.
What's the highest you've ever gotten?
Do you remember?
I think an 8.
An 8?
Although the ones on Friday were decent enough. The questions were handy enough on Friday.
I thought they were good on Friday, but I also there was still a couple in that I was just like, I wouldn't have known
what
that.
What was the last question? It was like, when's the last time Arsenal had
2004?
Yeah.
How your man got that? I hadn't a clue.
I wouldn't have known the jerseys one either.
Or the Roman numerals, I wouldn't have had that.
Oh, no, the jersey I wore. My son loves Ronaldo.
Oh, does he? Very good. Yeah. All right, Amy, well, welcome on in to the Tricky 10.
Okay, we're about to put 55 seconds on the clock. Dave's going to ask you 10 questions this morning. Each answer is going to be a number between 1 and 10, and that won't repeat. Now, we can only accept your first answer. That does catch people out. If you listen along, you know that yourself, so just take a beat. If you don't know an answer, you might as well give it a guess, though, because you know it's going to be something between 1 and 10. If you top the leaderboard on Friday, you win those tickets to Pitbull in Marley Park in June. That's only in a few weeks now. And if you get all 10 questions correctly, come on, let's do it for for a laugh. Let's do it again. You're going to win €2,000. You're going to go top of the leaderboard regardless, as this is the first game of the week. And we're wishing you the very best of luck, Amy.
Thanks.
All right, Amy. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's do this thing. The Tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. A bicycle has how many wheels?
One.
What is 100 divided by 10?
10.
How many films make up the Star Wars Skywalker saga?
5.
What year in secondary school would make transition year?
4.
Complete the name of this brain rot meme. What 7?
6, 7.
Artane and Rahini are in which Dublin postal district?
5.
On a computer keyboard, what number would you press with shift to get the exclamation mark?
1.
How many penalties were scored in this year's Champions League final shootout?
4.
What is the second digit of the Spin WhatsApp number?
1.
How many countries are hosting this year's FIFA World Cup?
3.
Stop the clock.
Wow.
All right, Amy, I think we got through them pretty fast.
I don't think I did great.
How do you feel like you did? You don't think you did well?
No.
Okay. I think you did better than you thought. You did well. Out of curiosity.
It's different when you're on it. Like when you're actually answering them.
What do you think you got?
Oh, probably only about 3.
Okay. Let's see what you did.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yay!
Hey, Amy,
not bad.
A score of 6 is unbelievable, and you did it in 43.6 seconds. That is insanely fast. That's really, really good, Amy.
Well done, Amy.
I feel bad for you because of the first question. It just stumbled you. You get so much pressure, like.
Amy,
I know.
How many wheels does a bike have?
2.
Yeah. How many films make up the Star Wars Skywalker saga? There's loads of them. You said 5, but the answer there was 9. I wouldn't know that myself. The big game.
I knew there was actually a good few, but it was just 4 answer
came to mind. The penalty shootouts, that was so crazy. That went to penalties, wasn't it? Arsenal game. Arsenal lost out to that. PSG got 4 goals. Arsenal got 3, so 7 in total. And the only other one that caught you out was the Spin WhatsApp phone number. We're including the 087 there, so it's 08 is the second digit.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well done, Amy. Nothing to be ashamed of at all.
Not at all. 6 out of 10. Unbelievable. Well done, Amy.
Thanks very much.
Those Pitbull tickets could very much still be yours on Friday, so good luck. All right.
Thanks.
Have a great day, Amy. Good luck.
Bye. Okay, we're going to play again after 9 in about an hour's time. If you would like to play your chance to win 2,000 euro this morning, message us the word tricky now. That is, I'm going to repeat that. It's a sleepy Tuesday morning. We're playing the tricky 10 again in an hour, and we'll do that every day.
The amount of people at 9 o'clock who are going to think they're like really, really early for work.
They're like, oh, I'll go back to bed. You know it's Tuesday. You know that means Top 10 Tuesday, a game we normally play and look forward to all week, normally happening after 9 o'clock. And maybe you miss it because you got to go to work or whatever. Well, it has a new home on the show this morning. We're going to do Top 10 Tuesday just after 8:30.
Very exciting. But first, though, I was telling you last week that I'm going on holidays this week.
And yes.
I'm very, very excited. I'm going to a wonderful place called Crete. I've never been to Crete.
Have you been to Crete before? No,
never.
You were in Corfu.
I was in Corfu. But I've never been to Crete. Very excited to go. Going on Monday.
Yeah.
And I was telling you last week that I've paid like in installments for so long for
you
this holiday.
You almost clarinet this holiday.
Basically clarinet this holiday. But what it felt like for 6 months, I was paying like every month for, and it was so much money. And I was like, it's hard to pay that much money for something when you're not seeing the benefits right away.
Yeah, I know.
So,
yeah.
And it's
because you're going bougie. You're going to bougie it up for 10 days.
It is a bougie place, but we're going absolute basic. Like, we're just getting literally like room only. I think we are going half board. I think that was the only option you could get, was the lowest option, whatever. So I was just like, I'd love to, because we're spending this much money and we're only kind of getting the basic.
Mm.
Wouldn't it be nice to get a free upgrade?
Totally.
I've never gotten an upgrade in my entire life. So we were asking you on the show, what are some good ideas on how to get a free upgrade from this hotel?
Some of them were great. Obviously, some of the suggestions were, do a fake proposal with Pippa or whatever. But one that was really good was write an email to them just about anything, but change your email address to like davereviewshotels@gmail.com or something. Just to kind of, that's saying it without saying it.
Absolutely.
But anyway, go on, you have an update for us.
So yesterday, I was bored of sitting on the couch. I said, right, well, I have a week to the holiday.
Mm.
Why don't I send the email? So I went to Gmail, set up an account.
No, you didn't.
Called Dave Reviews Hotels.
No, you didn't.
@gmail.com. First name Dave, second name Reviews Hotels.
That's brilliant.
Dear team, I hope you're well. My partner and I are going to be staying with you for 10 days on the 8th of June, and we just wanted to reach out to say how excited we are for our visit. This hotel looks absolutely amazing from all the pics and videos we've seen online, and we're really looking forward to experiencing it in person for the first time.
Go on, Dave.
I also wanted to mention that I feature hotel experiences as part of a radio segment I do here in Ireland, and I'm so excited to chat all about our stay on our return.
Oh! Very good.
We completely understand that any upgrades or special touches,
you didn't actually say, did you,
are subject to availability and not guaranteed. But if there's anything at all available during our stay, we would be very grateful. We would love to see everything the hotel has to offer.
Yes, of course.
Either way, we're really looking forward to visiting and enjoying everything the hotel has to experience. Thank you so much for your time. Have a fantastic day. See you on the 8th. We can't wait.
Oh, wow. Well,
and now it goes by and they respond.
Oh my God.
Dear Dave and Pippa, thank you very much for your lovely message and for choosing our hotel for your upcoming holiday. We are delighted to hear how excited you are about your stay and truly appreciate your kind words about our resort. It is always wonderful to know that our future guests are looking forward to their visit, and we are very much looking forward to welcoming you on the 8th of June.
This is the cheesiest thing I've ever heard, but I love it.
Thank you for also mentioning your radio segment. We are honoured that you have chosen our resort for your holiday.
Yes!
And hope that your experience with us will be a memorable one. To make your stay even more special, we would like to share our collection of exclusive experiences and celebration packages, which can be viewed and bought through this following link.
Oh. No.
In addition, we offer room decorations with balloons as well as flower bouquets at an additional charge. Our guest relations team will be happy to assist with any arrangements that may enhance your stay. Regarding your request, please note that room upgrades are subject to availability and can be only arranged upon arrival at an additional charge.
Oh.
Which varies depending on the room type you have booked in relation to the room type of the upgrade. We have also noted your interest in any available upgrades or special touches, and will certainly take your request into consideration.
Ooh.
However, please understand that upgrades cannot be guaranteed in advance. Thank you once again for your kind messages. We wish you safe travels and look forward to welcoming you both on the 8th of June.
Okay.
I put it all into ChatGPT. I said, what are they saying here?
Yeah, what are they trying to say?
What are they telling me here? ChatGPT was like, this is pretty standard of them to want to upsell you.
Mm.
But the fact that they said two things about the upgrade. One was, upgrades are here, or you can get them here. Or they were like, upgrades aren't guaranteed, but if you want, for an additional charge at reception. Mm. But then they were like, we'll take it into consideration.
Yeah.
We can't guarantee anything.
They're almost being like the parent in the situation, being like, this is what, like they're being very responsible in terms of like, this is paid, you need to pay for this. But, winky wink.
But I thought the fact that they sent me the experiences and the fact that they did balloons and bouquets, I was just like, you want me to talk about that on the radio?
Oh.
Because they were giving me a load of information and all this, and I was like, don't really care about balloons in the room, to be honest with you, man. Just want a pool in the room.
Yeah. Well, I
give us
excited.
A jacuzzi.
You're not going to tell us while you're away. We're going to have to wait 2 weeks for an update on this. It's driving me nuts.
I have to wait a week for an upgrade to see if I'm going to literally arrive at a room that has, I don't know, like a towel on the bed or a pool in the room. Who knows?
It's so exciting.
It's so exciting and like so relatable too, right?
Yeah, sure, totally. It's Top 10 Tuesday.
The only thing I don't like about that is it's Top 10 Tuesday.
Yeah,
it's too American. Tuesday. It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Now, we're playing Top 10 Tuesday at this time. We normally do it after 9 o'clock, but the big news, of course, this week is the Tricky 10's gotten an upgrade. €2,000 on the line, and we play twice. So that's on the way after 9 o'clock this morning. And, of course, if you want to play, you can get in touch with the word Tricky in a WhatsApp. But for now, we're in the midst of Top 10 Tuesday.
Yes, if you've never heard this game before, this is the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of this topic might be. So today's topic, because it's starting tomorrow, the leave inserts, I want you to list the 10 subjects that come first in the leave insert exams this year, kind of in chronological order when you sit the exams. In studio, you've actually done very well. I kind of did a boo-boo and did 11 rather than 10 because I missed one off the list.
We don't mind, Callum.
Thank you very much.
Listen, mistakes happen,
Everybody makes mistakes.
It's all good.
It is, Callum. It's very human. And you know, it's very relatable.
Miley Cyrus, I think, said, everybody makes mistakes.
Everybody has those days, man.
Yes.
And yours was on Friday when you organised this.
It's one of those days. So the list that we have so far, it's the list of the leave insert subjects in chronological order. Of when they're sitting in studio, you did very well. Number one was English, for clarity as well. Don't forget, if there's more than one paper, I'm just looking for the first paper. Number two is home ec. Then that middle one that I missed out was geography. That was like number 3.5. Then there is maths, Irish, biology, French, history, business, and German. So we're looking for a couple more on the list.
Yeah, so on to give it a go this morning is Alan. What's going on? How are you?
Oh, how's it going, guys?
Good. So, come here. You have a suggestion for Top 10 Tuesday, but also you want to have a little mention there to producer Callum. There's been a little boo-boo, we think. Little boo-boo on Top 10 Tuesday. And on the day that it finally has its theme music, what a shame.
Yeah. Alan, what are your thoughts?
Okay, so I think the number 9 he had there was construction.
Okay, that's what we were missing, was it?
Yeah. Oh, were we missing construction?
You were missing construction. It is in at number 9.
Very good. Well done, Alan.
Alan, fair play. And what else have we messed up on here?
I think you might have missed out on engineering there. That's on the Thursday.
Engineering? Is that an exam?
Of course it's an exam.
Is that a new exam? I never heard of engineering.
No, I think it's like the final boss of woodwork.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so that's on first. You're a teacher, Alan, so you know this.
I am a teacher,
right,
yeah.
Okay. Very good. Callum, what's
the story? Engineering is spot on. It falls in between home ec and geography. It was another one that I missed off. Clearly, when I wrote this on Friday, I was just trying to get out as quick as I can. and I didn't fact check it completely. But yes, well done, Alan. The engineering does fall in there. I missed it out. So it is number 3, official number 3. So
very good.
12 today.
We'll sort you with some IMC cinema passes for that. Thank you very much, Alan.
Thanks, Alan. Have a great day.
Fantastic.
Are you, so a secondary school teacher?
Secondary, yeah.
And what's your subject?
I do maths and computer science. Very good. Applied maths.
Oh, well, very good.
Very good.
That's another last day one, like religion.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck to your class this year.
Thank you very much.
Hope they all do well for you.
Good luck, Alan. Have a great day.
Of course. Talk to you later.
Cheers.
Bye. I know that just because my brother-in-law is a secondary school teacher and like results day is just as terrifying for the teacher.
Mm. Oh, it's
like
so, yeah.
If all their class does really badly, that reflects really badly on you.
I have the full list here, producer Callum, if you would like it.
probably top 74.
English home ec, engineering, maths, Irish biology, French history, business construction, German art. Then you've languages at 13, which include Polish, Lithuanian, Portuguese, Mandarin, Hebrew and Greek. Then you've ag, science, Spanish, chemistry, physics, accountancy. Then you've design and communications, graphics, music, economics, PE, Italian or Russian, classical studies, Latin and tech something, Japanese, politics, wow. Arabic, and then you've religion and applied maths.
So you really were at the very end, weren't you, with the religion?
Religion was the worst exam ever because it was always the last day and everyone had already finished. I remember there was one guy who had 1 week of Leaving Cert exams and then he was finished. Oh. And we were all like, we had 3 weeks left or whatever it was.
PE is Leaving Cert subjects.
Yeah, cool. Well, physical
wasn't
education.
Wasn't my day, but that's very cool. Best luck if that's ahead of you tomorrow. It officially has its own theme tune. Are we ready?
Go on. Well, gosh darn it if I don't absolutely feckin' love that.
Well, gosh darn it if that's not the most AI thing
no,
I've ever heard.
No, go again, because that's class.
Okay.
I mean, that is, we need to give that
a bit more love.
Yeah.
A bit more time and attention.
Please.
Okay, here we go. The official new theme tune for Top 10 Tuesday. It's Top 10 Tuesday.
Oh my God, I love it.
Hello and welcome to Top 10 Tuesday. This is the game where I, producer Callum, give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of my topic might be. If you've never heard this game, it's one of our favourite games on the show. We've had in the past on this game the last 10 performers of gigs at Croke Park, one of a fan favourite. The most followed football teams on Instagram and loads more.
Emma, you're like Dale Winton over there.
Emma and Dave in studio, you've 3 lives each and you're going to take it in turns to try and complete my top 10 list. You'll get a point for each correct answer and lose a life for something that isn't in my top 10. If you can't fill out the top 10, we've got loads of IMC cinema passes. I've way more than I thought, so I'm being generous. We'll throw it out to you listening on 0877 11 1038 to fill in the blanks.
Callum, with this kind of music, I think from now on for Top 10 Tuesday, you need to wear a glittery jacket.
Yeah, I thought the same.
There's a sparkly blazer in this building somewhere. So today's topic for Top 10 Tuesday, it's very topical. The Leaving Cert starts tomorrow. I want you to list the 10 subjects that come first in the Leaving Cert exams this year. So it's the exam timetable. I want you to name the first 10 exams on the Leaving Cert timetable.
Question, yes. Sir. English, paper 1, paper 2.
For clarity, if there's a subject that has more than one paper, I'm only looking for the first paper.
Okay.
So I'm not looking for English paper 1 and paper 2.
So we're literally looking at the Leaving Cert timetable?
Yep.
All right, okay.
And the Leaving Cert starts tomorrow, so the order of this top 10 starts tomorrow's first subject is in at number 1, number 2, 3, 4,
gotcha.
So on and so forth.
Okay.
We'll start with Emma.
Are you automatically going back, Dave, to your own Leaving Cert when you finished up and everything?
Yeah, but like I don't know what subjects people do. Like, I know my subjects, but I just remember mine being the worst day because I had an exam on the last day, religion. So it's not religion. Religion is at the very, very end, always.
Okay.
And it is. You're very correct then. It doesn't make the list, but that's good facts.
Okay, here we go. So I'll go English, so number 1.
Please. English, number 1. Paper 1 is at number 1. That's on tomorrow. Paper 2 is on Thursday, but that's not in the top 10.
Paper 1's the more creative one, isn't it? Where you get to, you do like...
I have no recollection.
So paper 2 is more like based on your Shakespeare's and your written text, whereas paper 1 is like, do an essay,
right,
or
okay,
here's a text, answer these questions.
Let's go with Irish.
Irish is on Monday the 8th. It's number 5.
It's number 5?
Yeah.
Sorry, when's English?
Tomorrow. On Thursday, so paper 1, paper 2. On Wednesday, Thursday. So I will throw into that mathematics, please, Callum.
What the hell could be in the rest of them?
Mathematics is in at number 4. The first paper is on Friday.
Do you see what I mean here now?
I know,
what could be 2 and 3? Because it's always English, Irish, maths.
I think you need to start thinking about languages.
Okay, let's go with French.
En français, it's number 6
on
Wednesday.
Which is unfair because they put Irish 5th and then 6th French.
As in, yeah, you're just coming out of your Irish brain, move to French. With that in mind, we'll go German, please, Callum.
German. It just slides into the top 10. At number 10, it's on Friday the 12th.
Let's go with Spanish.
It's not in the top.
Oh, what?
It's just not... I think Spanish isn't taught as commonly.
Spanish is on Tuesday the
16th. It doesn't matter if it's taught as commonly. It's still an exam.
It is still an exam, but it's on the 16th. So it's out of the top 10.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to think. So I did English, Irish. Obviously, all the common ones that you have to do. Then, moving outside of them, you have your choice subjects. And I would have done... Oh, business?
I had that, yeah.
Business is number 8.
Wow.
On Thursday the 11th. Emma, you've got 4 points. Dave, you've got 2 and you've lost a life.
I know. Let's go with geography.
Geography is in there. It's number 3.
Yes. Geography's number 3 before maths. That's lousy. Yes.
Geography is the same day as maths, so geography is in the morning on Friday and then maths paper 1 is in the afternoon.
Okay, I just it's like they're a pair. So geography, history.
History.
It might be outside because there's so much writing in that as well.
No, you're correct. History is number 7. You're doing so well here.
Let's go with biology.
Biology. It's not in the...
Can we just go through where we're at, Colin, please?
Yeah. Oh, yes, of course.
Presenter, go on. Yeah.
Number 1 is English. Number 2 is free. Number 3 is geography. Number 4 is maths. Number 5 is Irish. Number 6 is French. Number 7 is history. Number 8 is business. Number 9 we're missing. And number 10 is German. So we're only missing 2.
It's got to be one of the sciences.
I think it is ag science or home ec or something. But also,
home ec is a shout.
Yeah. Oh, I'm very sorry.
Always messed up on everything.
I have messed up here. Biology is in the top 10.
No way! At what number?
It falls in between Irish and French.
Wow.
So it's 5.5.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Okay, so we're adding... This is the top 11 list.
This is the top 10, 11.
Okay, biology. So then I'm like, well, I do DCG because I do DCG and I feel like that
DCG,
was
DCG, I forgot was even a subject.
DCG. Oh, I feel like it was early.
Well, no, this is DCG.
It's Design and Communication Graphics.
Nah, it's on Thursday the 18th.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll go with what we said there.
I think... Yeah, let's go home ec.
Home ec is in there.
Wow, Emma, that was a good shout.
It's in at number 2.
That's, oh my God, it's
that's so weird.
You do your English paper, then you go cooking.
Yeah, yeah, this first day.
All right,
so
you've
are
one
we
more.
Only missing number 9?
We are.
Only missing number 9.
Which is technically
business,
number 10.
German. Oh, will I go ag science? Is that mad?
Go on, go ag science for crack.
I'm going to go ag science, Callum, please.
Ag science is unfortunately Monday the 15th.
Alright,
so it's not in the top 10.
Do I have one more guess,
yeah,
don't
you
I?
Do.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna go with it's either between physics or chemistry.
I forgot about them. They weren't my vibe at all.
I'm gonna go chemistry.
Chemistry, I've double checked, not in the top 10. That is on Tuesday the 16th, so we are out. And we've done pretty well here. We're only looking for one top 10 subject in today's Leaving Cert.
Very topical.
Test.
Enjoyed
Thank
that.
Thank you. The 10 subjects that come first in the Leaving Cert exams this year. So we have English, we have home ec, we have geography, with maths, with Irish, with biology, with French, history, business, and German. We're looking for one more. 087-711-1038.
Okay, this is in terms of the timetable, as in the exams that are going to happen first. Any suggestions for us? Drop us a WhatsApp now. Maybe you're a Leaving Cert student and you know it like the back of your hand. You could win your way to the cinema to enjoy when you're finished.
I was waking up on the day going, what exam do I have today?
087-711-1038. Get in touch.
Fiona on spin.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello. What's going on? Good morning.
A few weeks ago on the show, you listening helped me out because I was telling you that my boyfriend Jack, it was his birthday coming up, and on the back of our trip to Thailand ages ago, we'd both kind of said with birthdays very close together, let's not do presents. Then we were like, it's nice to get something though. Nice to get something.
Yeah.
So we were like, right, we'll put a limit on it, like 50 quid-ish. So I found online a very cost-effective compared to the market vinyl player.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I got him the vinyl player and his birthday was Sunday, but it arrived on Friday. And he was like, no, don't give me my present now, don't give me my present now. And I was thinking, because the weekend was going to be really busy.
You hate that as well, because you're so bad at surprises. You're like, well, I just, to be fair, the both of you are.
Yeah,
both of you like buy presents maybe months in advance and go, will I just tell you what I got? And then when it comes to the birthday, you've nothing to give them.
Well, what I said was about the vinyl player. I was like, but this is something that we had no plans on Friday.
Mm.
Like, just have a drink at home and chill. I was like, it'd be so nice to use it now, though,
yes.
You know? Vinyl players are the biz. We listen to, obviously not sitting there intimately listening to it or anything, But like, we listened to 6 albums on Friday night.
Nice.
What and I've listen never to? Listened to albums.
Joel Corry.
No. See, we got the Joel Corry vinyl in work and it's up there in my collection. We didn't do it, but we did the full Billie Eilish one, Hit Me Hard and Soft.
Nice.
That's really good. We did the Arctic Monkeys one, which I bought him for his birthday to
okay,
go with
sorry,
it.
This already is a really cool Friday night.
We did Kaiser Chiefs.
Oh my God.
We
it's
did.
Coming at some point. I know it's coming. Something's going to ruin it all.
No, so far. Lizzo was there. We had a Lizzo yeah. album. Yeah. We just kind of worked with what we had in the collection.
Yeah. Did you get all the vinyls?
So a lot of them have been sent into work over the years.
Oh, and you kept them?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right, okay. I use them as frisbees.
They're very expensive vinyl, you know. And producer Callum.
Who's going home? Who has a vinyl player and going, do you know what I'd love to hear? Bed by Joel Corry. How it was meant to be listened to on vinyl.
That goes up to like 30% standard
Much
volume as well.
Much funner as a frisbee.
And Callum kindly gave me, because he was gifted in work, but he doesn't have a vinyl player. He gave me a Olivia Dean one.
That's cool.
We listened to that as well. So I've never listened to vinyl like it, but it's so funny how quick, or I've never listened to albums like it. It's funny how quickly you get like, it's your turn to turn it over. No, I did it last time.
Oh, really? Oh, no, I'd love all that.
Yeah, it's flipping it over because you have to flip over for part two of the album.
Oh,
you know?
Brilliant.
And then I was putting the needle in too far. He was like, no, pick the needle to the outside or else you're going to get it halfway through. Vinyl players, man.
So cool.
I don't know, the phase might last a few weeks, but I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, no good.
Big
very
fan. Why? Tricky.
2,000 euro up for grabs for the whole month of June. We're doing it. Answer all 10 questions correct. You got it. You have this in the bag. Who okay. we got on?
So we're playing twice each day and it's Louise on to give it a go this morning. How are you feeling about it, Louise?
I'm really nervous. I've never entered before for this competition because I'm always getting out of the car and into work and the first morning I do, you ring me. So the kids...
It was meant to be?
Meant to be.
You decided to do it, Louise, while also riding a horse. Where are you? What's with your phone line? What are you doing?
Do you know what? I have you on loudspeaker. We are just about to pull into Kilmore Quay to get on board a boat to go out to the Salty Islands for the day.
Fantastic.
So,
that sounds lovely.
That's what a lovely treat. You're just heading off with the kids for the day.
It's a treat, I did a day off. I'm a teacher. I did a day off to take and we really wanted to go out and see the puffins. You've only kind of a tight window to go out and see them. And,
oh my God, cute. That's so exciting.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Louise, not only are you off to Kilmore Quay, but you're also the very first player of the Tricky 10 at 9 a.m.
I know, the pressure.
Well, after 9 a.m. anyway. This is huge. This is a big day for us. We've never played this at any other time bar 8 o'clock and now we're playing twice a day. You're our second player. Earlier on, we had Amy on. Are you thinking you're going to beat Amy's score?
I missed her score because we kept dipping out in and out of coverage. So what was her score?
Her score was 6.
Oh God! Right. Okay. Right. No, I'm not that confident.
Louise, you've got this. Don't worry. Enjoy that.
I'm more intrigued with Callum's level of questions. They just get more and more complicated and trickier.
That's fair enough. Good feedback for producer Callum there, Louise. And let's see how you get on. Welcome to the Tricky 10. This is where we put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. And if you listening have never heard this game because maybe you're up a little bit later, welcome on in. 10 questions, right? 55 seconds on the clock. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, just make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win those pair of tickets to Pitbull in Marley Park in June. And if you're able to answer all 10 questions correct, we're going to give you 2,000 euro.
Wow.
So Amy is currently top of the leaderboard. She scored 6 in 43.6 seconds about an hour ago. So the very best of luck, Louise, to you. Emma's going to ask your questions. Here we go.
You all right?
All right, so Emma.
Come on. All right, so Louise, big deep breath in. We're going to go in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. A spider has how many legs?
8.
How many N's are there in the word banana? N's in the word
3.
Banana. On a
3.
Phone keypad, what number would correspond to the letters J, K, and L if you were typing?
4.
Catherine Connolly is what number president of Ireland?
10.
Vodafone mobile numbers in Ireland start with the digits 08 what? 08 what if you're Vodafone?
7.
The Michelin star restaurant in Dublin is called Chapter What?
1.
Bryan Adams has a classic rock song called The Summer of 60 what?
9.
Ranelagh and Rathmines are in which Dublin postal district?
Mines 8.
How many seasons are there in a year?
4.
Jim Carrey has starred in how many live action Sonic the Hedgehog films?
I should know this one. 4.
Have a go. Okay, very good.
Stop the clock.
The clock. Very good.
Ooh, Louise, how do you think you got on?
My 5-year-old is in the back going, Sonic!
Yeah. What's the 5-year-old's name, Louise?
Alfie.
Alfie, lovely name. Great and have name. You anyone else in the car with you?
We have Elsie. Elsie and Alfie.
Elsie, oh, they're gorgeous names.
Okay, so how do you think you did if you had a number for us, what would you say you did?
3 or 4 maybe?
3 or 4? Alright. Let's see how you got on, Louise.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, it's more than you thought. Once again, it's another score of 6. Now, I know Amy also got a score of 6. Amy did it in 43.6 seconds. How did Louise do it? She did it in?
Louise did it in 53.0. So not top of the leaderboard,
unfortunately. Louise. But they were some tricky questions, and I think you did really, really well. Let's go through some of the ones you got wrong. How many N's are there in the word banana? I always go to that song, B-A-N-A-N-A. You know what I mean? You said 3, but there is actually only 2. On a phone keypad, what number would correspond to the letters J, K and L? Tough question. You
said 4. Really bringing it back to when we were on our Nokias.
That is next level.
Like if you asked me that question 15 years ago, I'd have known it straight away, but it's a while ago now, isn't it?
Yeah, you said 4. The answer was 5. Ranelagh and Rathmines are in which Dublin postal district? You said Dublin 8. Unfortunately, it was Dublin 6. Very close, though. And Jim Carrey has starred in how many live-action Sonic the Hedgehog films? You said 4. The answer was 3. Really, really good going, Louise. Well, I thought that was fantastic. Really good score.
Thanks, guys.
Guys, enjoy the puffins today. Have a fantastic day. It sounds like so much fun.
We will. Thanks. And we'll be listening in. Thank you.
Good luck, Louise. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Talk to you later.
Oh, do you know what? I'm kind of raging when we talk to Louise.
Why?
Reason being, Pippa has been non-stop at me to go to Wexford to go to see the puffins. And now we have to do it because she's going to be like, it's a sign. And now we have to go to Wexford to go to see the puffins.
I've never heard about the puffins in Wexford.
You can get like a boat out and go and see the puffins. In fairness, it does sound cool if it wasn't in Wexford.
What's wrong with Wexford? It's only down the road.
I don't like leaving the M50. Oh.
You're a changed man. You used to go exploring around Wexford back in your Wexford.
I've done
days.
It all.
Yeah, true.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
You know what was incredibly selfish?
What?
When Fiona had a baby.
I know.
Do you remember that?
The neck of her.
Neck of her. Because basically what it means is Emma and Dave do the show on their own. Without Fiona for 6 months while she goes on maternity leave.
Yeah.
Bit of a holiday for her.
Come on now.
That kind of means we're kind of stuck for going on holidays ourselves.
So normally when we go away, there would still be a
It's always the
Fiona
other two. Yeah. If
Emma
I went away,
left.
You and Fiona left and all that kind of stuff. So when Emma, you went away, we had Padraig Wilson-McCarthy in and me and Padraig did the show for a couple of weeks while you were in Thailand. Yeah. So then I was like, well, I'm going on holiday soon as well, so we need to figure out someone to get for you. So who we've decided to get is superstar DJ Marty Guilfoyle, everybody.
Hello. So hang on, Dave. I have you to thank for getting the call up.
You are welcome.
And fair play. I would never be able to come on the radio and call somebody's maternity leave like a holiday.
No, no. See, that's
I'm just going to put it out there. I do not have that level of like, what's the word? Is it?
Brazenness.
Yeah, wow. Oh my God. It's incredible. Listen, that you get paid to do that.
I know. Listen, you stick around for as long as I have. You kind of get to say some things that no one else does. But I've obviously gone tomorrow as well. I have a wedding today, so I'm going to be a little bit, you know,
late night tonight.
So I'm not going to be available for tomorrow's show. So we decided to get you in for that as well, just as a little kind of start off, because then I'm off for 10 days starting on Monday. So you're going to do the whole whack of that. So what I decided to do was get you a little bit prepared.
I can see a list in front of you right now.
Yeah, I just have a list of some scenarios that I feel like I need to prepare you specifically for Emma Nolan.
Oh.
Even though you've known each other for many, many years, I still think that
Fifteen years.
My God, you're both so old.
Because I DJ'd your 21st, Emma.
You did. Yeah.
Oh wait, no.
In
so
Ballyduff Upper.
No, but I wasn't 21 then. Ballyduff. No, I've done the maths wrong. Maybe 13 or 14. Sorry.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, I don't know if you've done a show like this with Emma before, so I decided
certainly
to give you some
not
scenarios.
We don't see each other at 6 a.m.
No,
you
know exactly.
What I mean?
We could hate each other by the end
Emma.
Of it. Yeah.
So, are you ready for your scenarios now? What I have done is given you an A and B option. Oh. But if there's a secrecy that you want to give, please let us know.
Very good.
Here we go.
Oh, I'm excited. Emma, now this could be bad.
What do you do if Emma brings up her dog, Seamus?
Oh, I talk about. Oh, sorry. You've given me A and B. Sorry. Yeah.
What do you think if Emma brings up her dog, Seamus? What would you just presume?
I bring up my dog, Usher.
Okay, interesting. So the options are A, let her. It's her radio show. She should be allowed to talk about her dog.
It's her radio show.
Or B, shut it down immediately. Do the beep, 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 beep noise and tell her she talks about Seamus way too much.
So this is where I'm coming in here, and then whoever's going to be listening tomorrow and while Dave's
off. Remember, you're filling in for me.
That's the problem. Because I'm A and you're B.
Yes. You're correct. The answer is B. Shut it down immediately. All right, here we go with question two. Scenario number two.
Okay.
What do you do if Emma Nolan is 30 minutes late? Do you A, trust that Emma will be here and just prepare for all eventualities? Or B, ring her, wake her up, have her be annoyed at you for the rest of the day and pray she has some stories from the past 24 hours that she can bring in on very short notice?
Why do I feel like this is a little bit of a dig, Dave? Because I was 30 minutes late this morning.
He was. That cannot happen tomorrow or next week.
Oh, can you repeat the answers?
Trust that Emma will be here and just prepare for all eventualities.
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
Ring her, wake her up, have her be annoyed for the rest of the day and pray she has some stories for the past 24 hours.
I've never not trusted Emma Nolan in my life. I will trust
that she'll show up.
Yeah. Yeah, she won't. You need to ring her. You need to ring her. Like, if she's not here by 6:30,
really?
You need to be on the blower.
Okay, fair. Yeah.
Just to be clear, I think I've slept in. I've never, ever missed for 7.
Yeah.
But I've been late to my desk probably 5 times across 4 years. But it's my personality trait now.
Just for, like, real quick context, when me and Emma had a show together all those years ago, it was at 7 p.m.
Mm.
So we never had to worry about that.
Yeah, that's
fair enough. Fair enough. All right. Scenario number three, final scenario. What do you do if Emma says she wants to start drinking more water? Do you A, get her a nice keep cup or a Stanley cup water bottle that she can reuse every day without having to throw it out and get a new one? Or do you B, do absolutely nothing, allow her to continue buying plastic bottles of water from the shop every day and not tell her to use the deposit return scheme?
Look, Emma, I adore you to bits, but I'm not buying you a Stanley. Like...
That's
but I
enough.
Would get you.
That's a good choice because she will not use it.
Oh,
we have
not?
Given her many keep cups. Let Emma buy her own plastic bottle. And honestly, you will at some point go, oh, so you use the deposit return scheme, don't you? And she'll say no, and you cannot try and convince
her
otherwise.
Are you not getting the 15 cent back on that?
Nah.
Oh, Emma.
I've never used one before.
Oh. We saved them and add them to like a voucher, like a gift card from that shop.
Yeah, so she refuses.
Oh, where do you keep them all? Is there a bin in your house for them?
Underneath the stairs, we've got like this big black bag, but we stack them up until we have to collect. No,
did you
I'm
hear that,
this
ladies
is...
and gentlemen? Marty Guilfoyle has stairs. You're doing very well for yourself.
Very good.
Thank you, Dave, and thank you, Martha. This is really funny. I saw this online the other day over the weekend. Facebook Marketplace, I can't lie, it's not really somewhere that I've ever hung out because my Facebook page at this point is pretty much just redundant. I don't use it. I don't have it on my phone or anything. So like once in a blue moon, I need to check something on it. I'll go on like the desktop app.
Yeah.
But you have used
I've
Facebook
used it loads.
Marketplace.
Yeah. So I, as you said earlier, I used to live in Waterford for work. I lived there for 5 years and kind of created a life down there.
Hmm.
But then I got this job, so I had to come back to Dublin. But I had a load of stuff that I didn't need to bring to Dublin.
Such as
a table and
yeah.
You know what I mean, like couches and
yeah.
I bought like fans, like, you know, like,
yeah,
but like a fan you put in your room because it's a bit warm or whatever, but I was like, I already have one of them in Dublin, like I don't need any of this. And so I just started selling it, and oh my God, it was the bane of my life.
Why?
It's just like you put up this thing up and it's like, right, this is 20 quid. I bought it for 40 and put it up for 20 and they're like, will you do 6? No, I won't do 6.
I know.
And
it's
say
annoying.
The ones that you're like, will you do 10? I'm like, fine. Do you know what? I don't care anymore. I'll take 10. They're like, great. Would you deliver it? No, I won't deliver it. I'm not Amazon. I'm not delivering the thing you want. And they're like, oh, leave it so. What?
Yeah.
It's so difficult.
Really difficult.
It's so difficult. And then the ones who did say, yeah, fine, grand, 20 quid, I'm on the way. And then you have to deal with people showing up at your house. And you have to give them this thing and they'd be like, does it work? Yes, plug it in.
Go away.
Yeah.
Go away.
There was
me.
One person I sold a telly to for like 100 quid and she arrived and she was like, I'm so excited now because I've just got a PlayStation and I'm going to play this with my fella. And I was like, cool. And she was so, so nice. And I was just like, I'll knock off. You know, so a couple of euro. And that was the one good experience I had at Facebook Marketplace.
I don't like the idea of having to meet strangers.
I bought a couch off Facebook Marketplace. It was 60 quid. It stank of cigarettes. My girlfriend at the time cleaned it for about 2 weeks and it was still grim.
Yuck.
But it was 60 quid.
In the end, did you fall in love with the couch?
No, I hated it.
All right, okay. Well, what they're doing at the moment over on Facebook Marketplace, it's obviously maybe just a little bit dry over there at the moment. Some people are
selling... It's probably Vinted, I suppose.
Well, Vinted now is obviously it's huge taken for over, clothes. Hasn't it? Well, actually, for everything. I keep saying clothes, but you can buy anything.
Yeah, I was going to go
now.
Buy a golf cart on Vinted the other day.
Oh, yeah.
A golf cart, sorry, like a trolley. Like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they're discovering this effective new marketing trick using AI-generated models to showcase their products.
Brilliant.
So I bring you someone trying to sell a Caterpillar 950 side dump truck, big piece machinery, $5,000, insert sexy gallon swimsuit.
Love it. It works. I'll buy it.
And all of a sudden people are going click, 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 click. I give you a harvester, some part of a combine harvester, expensive piece of kit for a farmer, insert six beautiful girls were in their bikinis modeling against the combine harvester.
Sold. So, I bought a cement mixer the other day just because I had a girl in a bikini.
Instead of hiring photographers or influencers, they're placing these AI people into product photos. And what it does on top of, obviously, like, lads love a girl in a bikini and a combine harvester. Like, we know that.
do they? Do they? That's not ever. I don't think I don't have any memory of that being a poster on my bedroom wall.
Ah, but if you saw it, you'd probably like it, wouldn't you?
I'm going to take up farming.
They also kind of somehow make the photo look more professional in a way. I don't know why.
I'm just imagining somewhere in like Donna Baton, like next door neighbour has suddenly a combine harvester. Where'd you get that, Dano? Oh, some girl sold it to me, Facebook Marketplace.
But I was thinking about this in terms of not in a sexy way or anything, but like my friend Avian was in my house over the weekend and she was like, what's all the clothes in that rail for? And I was like, stuff I need to put in Vinted. And she was like, the effort of it. I'm always like, she said, I overthink Vinted so much because I'm like, I have to try the clothes on. People do sometimes be like, I'd like to see the...
Oh, really? Can you not just take a photo of you or send a photo that you've already...
Yeah, I'm sure,
have that
I'm
you were
sure
wearing
you could,
it.
Like. But like, if you don't have that to hand, and sometimes I'm like, I couldn't be bothered. But as a buyer on Vinted, I'm like, I wish I could see them on. So I get it. Like, okay. I wish I could see what they looked on. But couldn't you just take a picture of the jeans and say AI, put someone in them wearing them?
Oh yeah, that's clever.
That'd be a smart way to do it.
But also, like, you never really get the fit, do they? Because it's going to tailor to the AI thing.
Yeah, true.
It's going to make it look the best it possibly can.
Yeah, and it'll make whoever the AI person is look absolutely amazing.
Anyway, avoid Facebook Marketplace. It is the bane of my life. Awful, awful.
When's the last time you used it? When you left Waterford?
Last week, when I was looking for a golf trolley.
Facebook Marketplace.
Still a nightmare.
Oh, God. On it, on it, on it. Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station.